Tonight's shiur is Yahrzeit shiur, titled Parenting and the Loss of a Child. So tonight's shiur is dedicated or in memory of my daughter, Abigail, and hopefully the shiur will be a source of insight and some inspiration. So as we go through the shiur, it might seem like the topic or the Gemara seems distressful, but hopefully we'll come out with some insight, you know, some positive ideas from this Gemara and try to gain from it. And gain from this interesting Gemara. So the Gemara that I've been thinking about for many years is the Gemara in Shabbos. It's Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, source number one on the source sheets. And we'll go through it, read through it, and then we'll try to analyze it and understand it in a deeper manner. So the Gemara in source number one starts as follows. It says, Tanya, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Ba'avo Nedarim, Mesa Isha Shel Adam. Shenamar im ein lecha l'shalem lama yikach mishkavcha mitachtecha. So the Gemara starts out with a brisa that Rabbi Nassan says that when a person doesn't fulfill his nedarim, his vows, his wife dies, and that's the onesh, that's the punishment. And they quote a pasuk, and the pasuk says, "If you can't repay it, why should you allow your bed to be taken away from you, from under you?" So the first piece in the Gemara, which we're not really going to focus on, but I think I have an idea to explain as well. The Gemara says that the onesh, the punishment, for a person not fulfilling their nedarim, their vows, is that their wife passes away. Rabbi Omer, now the Gemara gets even more interesting, more distressful. It says, Rabbi Omer, b'avon nedarim banim mesim kishen kitanim. So the Gemara says that why do little children die? They die because of the avera of not fulfilling your nedarim. Shedamar, as it says in a pasuk in Koheles, Al titan es picha lachti es besaracha, ve'al tomar lifnei amalach kishgaga hi lama yiktof ha'elokim al kolecha v'chibel es maase yadecha. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Koheles, and the pasuk says, don't allow your mouth to cause you to sin and cause guilt on your children, on your flesh, and do not say before the messenger that it was a mistake. Why should Hashem be angry at your voice and destroy maase yadecha, the works of your hands? Eza hein maase yadav shel adam, what are the works of man's hands? Havyomer banav uvnosav shel adam. So it's a reference to a person's children. So this Gemara is very interesting, strange, and the Gemara says that because a person doesn't fulfill their nedarim, there's two onshim. One is that your wife dies, that's the onesh, and the second is that your children die, your young children. And they quote a pasuk in Koheles. So look at Rashi in source number two. Rashi says, "Al titein es picha beneder lachti es bisarecha lechayev es banecha." So don't allow yourself to say something that will cause guilt on your children. Lifnei amalach. So what is it referring to? The gizbar shel hekdesh. Don't tell the messenger, the person collecting for hekdesh for the mikdash. Kishgagahi b'shogei kafatzdi lindor v'lo ashalim, that I made a mistake in preparing or saying that I was going to give something to the mikdash. Don't say that. Al kolecha bishvil kol nedarecha, because of your nedarim and your failure to fulfill your nedarim, so that's why children, or your children, and the onus is that your children will die. And that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara continues and goes on. By the way, if anybody, if you can, just put your mute buttons on. It would just be easier. There'll be less static in the background. But if you want to ask a question, just stop me at any point and take the mute button off. So the first idea in the Gemara is that the Avon Nedarim is really responsible for a person's children's death, which is very hard to understand, Kitanim. And then the Gemara goes on, Tanur Rabbanan, we're three lines down. It says, Tanur Rabbanan, but Avon Nedarim Banim Mesim, Divrei Reb Elazar Rav Shimon. So there's another brisa that says the same thing, that because a person doesn't fulfill their Nedarim, that's why their children are killed. And this is the words of Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda Anasi Omer, Ba'avon Bitol Torah. But Rav Yehuda Anasi says that why are children killed? Because of the Avon, the Avera of their fathers, which is Bitol Torah, that Avera of neglecting Torah study. So Bishlama Lamanda Amar Ba'avon Nedarim Kida Amran. So it's good, according to the side that holds that not fulfilling your Nedarim caused the death of your children. It's like the Pasuk says, that we quoted in Koheles, El Lamanda Amar Ba'avon Bitol Torah, my Kara. But according to the side, Rav Yehuda Nasi, he holds that Bitol Torah is responsible for this onesh, this type of punishment. So what's the pasuk? Dichsiv lashav hikesi es b'neichem musar lo lakachu. It says in Yirmiyahu that for nothing, for vanity, I killed or destroyed your children because they did not take musar, they did not take rebuke, they did not take criticism, positive criticism. So the second opinion is that the avon of bittul Torah is responsible for this type of onesh, of your children dying. And look at Rashi in source number 2. We're just going through the Gemara first, and then we'll put everything together. So Rashi says, "Lashav hikesi bitmiya." It's a question. It's stunning. V'chi b'chinam hikisim. Did I really destroy them for nothing? Eino ela bishvil hamusar. The reason why I destroyed your children or the Jewish people is because of musar. They didn't accept rebuke. Dahinu Torah, which is the Torah. Lo lakachu lo lamdu. They didn't learn Torah. Lashon lakach, and it means lakach is lamdu. It's the same idea. They didn't learn. So the second possibility is that Bittul Torah is what causes this onesh of your children, young children dying. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Lamanda Amar ba'avon edarim, nami mahacha lashavi kesi es b'neichem al iske shav. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, you can also learn out from this pasuk as well, that the avon edarim is really responsible for children dying, because the pasuk says, lashav hikesi, for nothing, and it says al iske shav on matters of vanity, which is a reference to Nedarim. Okay, so far, just to keep the facts in check, there's really two averos that the Gemara highlights are responsible for the onesh of young children dying. One is the idea of avo Nedarim, which seems to be, everyone seems to agree with, and the other is Bittul Torah. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, sorry, keep going, so go back to the Gemara, Michti, so let's see. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Haina Rabbi, V'Rabbi Ba'avo Nedarim Ka'amar. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who's the same person as Rabbi, says that it's Bittul Torah, but before he said it was Nedarim. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, Basar Deshamam Rab Elazar Rav Shimon, Pligi Bar Rav Chia Bar Abba Rabbi, Basar Deshamam Rab Elazar Rav Shimon. So after Rabbi heard Rav Shimon Rab Elazar's idea that it's really Avo Nedarim, he changed his mind, and it wasn't Bittul Torah anymore, but it was really Avo Nedarim. So that explains the contradiction between Rav Yehuda Nasi. In one place he says it's Nedarim, in the other place he says it's Bittul Torah. But once he heard the idea from Rav Shimon bar Rabbi Elazar, he agreed that it was Avo Nedarim. And then there's two other opinions, there's two other possibilities. So we'll read through the two other possibilities. So it says as follows, Pligi bar Rav Chia bar Abba Rav Yossi. So Rav Chia bar Abba argues with Rav Yossi about what causes this onesh. Chad amar ba'avon mezuzah, v'chad amar ba'avon bittul Torah. So one says that it's because you didn't put mezuzahs up, and the other one says bittul Torah. Lamanda amar ba'avon mezuzah, according to the one who holds that mezuzah causes this onesh of a child being destroyed, being killed. Mikra nidrash lefana v'lo lefnefanav, that we learn from the pasuk before, so before it says uchsaftem amezuzos pesachav isharecha, and then it says right after leman yirbu yimechem. So the leman yirbu yimechem is teaching us that the onesh, the punishment for not doing mezuzah, which is the pasuk right before it, is that you will not have a long life and your children will be destroyed. Uleman da amar ba'avon bittul Torah, and according to the one who says ba'avon bittul Torah, mikra nedrash lefanav lefnefanav. So they learn it out from the pasuk before uchsavtem, which is v'limadtem osam esbeneichem, that really not teaching them Torah is really the cause of losing out on leman yirbu yimechem b'mei b'neichem. Okay, and the last idea, the last possibility is pligi bar Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda chad amar ba'avon mezuzah v'chad amar ba'avon tzitzis. So there's a machlokes, a final machlokes as to whether it's mezuzah or tzitzis. Bishlama leman de amar ba'avon mezuzah dechsev uchsavtem amezuzos pesecha uchsev basre leman yirbu yimechem v'mei v'neichem. So the one that holds mezuzah is good. We already learned it out from the psukim, the juxtaposition of the two psukim. El leman de amar ba'avon tzitzis my taimo. Why would tzitzis and not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis cause this type of onesh? Amar of kahana v'tema shila meri dechsev gam bechnafecha nimtzu dam nefashos avyon nekiim. Because there's a pasuk that says that in the corners, a reference to tzitzis, you will find the dam, the blood of nefashos avyonim, the poor that are innocent, as a reference to children. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Lamanda Amar Bava Mezuzah Nami Mahacha, Dechsev Loba Machteras Mitzasim, She'asu Psachin Kemachteras. And Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, you can also learn out from the end of the Pasuk, that the idea was it's also mezuzah. It's a problem in mezuzah because they didn't really build frames around their doors so they wouldn't have to put up mezuzahs. So those are all, that's the Gemara. So let me just summarize. So the Gemara really presents us with four different opinions as to what causes the death of young children. And the first is that it's a person who doesn't fulfill his nedarim. And the second opinion is bittul Torah. The third opinion is mezuzah. And the last opinion is tzitzis. So we have four averos that the Gemara is highlighting, which leads to the destruction of children, of young children. And there's psukim that support these ideas. But of course the question is, and I think this is the most obvious question, so what kind of relationship or what kind of justice is this that a person doesn't fulfill a neder and his children get killed? I mean, in general, we have a principle that a person's or a kid doesn't get punished for his parents, for his parents' sins. So what kind of justice is this? How is this just that a person who commits a sin of avo nedarim or commits a sin of tzitzis by not wearing tzitzis that they lose their children? So where's the justice in that? And the second question is, what's the relationship between these mitzvos and this avera, or this onesh? Because these mitzvos, I mean, it could have said avodah zarah. If it would have said avodah zarah, that if the father does avodah zarah, or if the father does, let's say, doesn't keep Shabbos, then or arayos, so then I kind of could understand where the Gemara is coming from, even though it's still really difficult to understand the full extent of the justice here. But these mitzvos, they don't seem that, you know, they don't seem that harsh or they don't seem that strict and that severe that it should warrant a punishment that your children are killed. So what kind of idea is it that in each one of these mitzvos or averos that the result is this type of onesh, such a severe onesh? Why should that be? So you have, again, you have the four averos. You have not fulfilling your nedarim, bittul Torah, mezuzah, and tzitzis. So how do we understand the justice and how do we understand the correlation between these averos and these onshim? And although it sounds like from the beginning of this year that this is going to be a depressing year, it's actually not. I think that there is some insight we can gain into this Gemara, and there is something that we could say on a positive note. And I think there's tremendous insight in this Gemara. So as we'll see, we'll go through the shir and we'll try to analyze each avero and try to understand what the justice is and where the justice lies, and also gain some insight into parenting, which is the title of the shir, Parenting and the Loss of a Child. So how do we understand the justice? So I just wanted to quote a Gemara in Sanhedrin, and this is not, I didn't really need to bring this Gemara in because it's a universal principle, but I thought, why not? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, source number 3, says, about a person who's kofar, he denies tchiyas ha-mesim, the Mishnah says that he loses his chelek in Olam Haba. So the Gemara says, v'kol kach lama, why does a person who denies tchiyas ha-mesim, the resurrection of the dead, you know, why does he lose his chelek in Olam Haba? Why so much? So Tana, the Tana taught, he taught, hu kafar b'tchiyas ha-mesim, l'fichach lo yeh lo chelek b'tchiyas ha-mesim. That because a person is a kofar, is a denier of the resurrection of the dead, he will not partake of that resurrection. So whenever Hashem punishes, has onshim for people, it's mida keneged mida. There's always an idea of measurement, that the punishment is measured or fits the crime. And that's the justice system of Hashem vis-a-vis our understanding of his system. There seems to be always a premise that mida keneged mida. That whenever you have onshim, there's some type of relationship between the onesh and that which the person did. So obviously the question is, what's the relationship between the onesh, as I said before, of children dying, and where's the justice and the measurement in that, and these averos of avo nedarim, person not fulfilling a neder, a vow, or a bittul Torah, mezuzah, or tzitzis. So we have to understand that, and hopefully we will. So how do we go about understanding it, or how did I understand this? So I looked at the psukim themselves, and the first pasuk is from Koheles. And if you look in source number 4, the pasuk says, "Al titein es picho al lachtias b'sarecha, v'al tomar lefnei amalach, ki shigaga hi lama yiktzof elokim al kolecha, v'chibel es maase yadecha." So the pasuk says, why would a person allow his mouth to cause him to sin and cause guilt on his flesh? And do not say before the messenger that it was a mistake. Why should Hashem get angry on your words and destroy that which you've created? So Rashi over there in source number 5 says something slightly different than the Gemara. He says, Al titen es picha, don't allow yourself to vow. Lachtias bisarecha, shiyefko to avon abanecha. So again, he says, like the Gemara, that if you fail to fulfill your vow, this type of punishment will affect your children. Va'al tomar lifnei amalach, shliach haba letovacha tzedaka shepasakta barabim. So he has a case. The Rashi says that the case is when the messenger comes to collect the tzedakah that you promised or you pledged in public, don't say, kishgagahi, I made a mistake. Bishgaga psaktiak savar hayisi shayi yecholis biyadi litain, I thought I could pay this off, but I don't have the money. V'chibels ma'asei yadecha mitzvos shehayu biyadecha she'asisa kfar avatem. You're going to lose out on the mitzvos that you've done previously or prior. Al kolecha bishvil kolecha, because of this. So it's interesting that Rashi on the Gemara says that this pasuk is referring to hekdesh, that when a person makes a neder and he makes a vow to donate something to the mikdash, so in that case, the Gemara says that a person's onesh will be that his children are killed. And Rashi on the pasuk says a different case. When a person pledges to give tzedakah to an institution in public and he fails to do so, that's the onesh, that's the avera that the pasuk is referring to. I think before is says tov mishatidor, it's better to tov mishalot tidor mishatidor velos shalem. It's better to not make a neder than to make a neder and not repay. And then the pasuk explains that the onesh, like in Rashi says, is shiyifko to avon al banecha. But what's interesting, which I think we'll use as some type of insight and platform, is that Rashi has two different cases for when a person is punished with the onesh of their children dying. One is in the Gemara, where he says it's the hekdesh, that when you promise to donate for the mikdash, and then you fail to give to the mikdash. And the second possibility is tzedakah, that people make public pledges to tzedakah, and then when the collector comes to them, they say, sorry, I thought I had the money, but I didn't have the money. So Rashi has two different cases. So why does he choose those cases? And how can we gain knowledge or insight into what the connection is between the onesh and the avera by the choice that Rashi is making in choosing these cases? Okay, so we'll just go on. One more point, and then we'll get to the first idea, which I think will be one that opens up the area. So the Rambam, I just wanted to give a little introduction to Nedarim and just read a couple halachos. I left out two halachos that I want to actually read. So if you have a Rambam, it's a Hilchos Nedarim Perek Aleph, and it's going to be Aleph through Dalet. But they're pretty quick, easy Rambams to understand. So the Rambam says in Nedarim Aleph Aleph, Haneder Nechlak L'shtei Machlokos. There are two sets of Nedarim, two types of vows. Hachilek HaRishon, Hu Sheyesor Al Atzmo Devarim Hamutarim Lo. So the first type is when a person, let's say a person's trying to, you know, like a nazir, or a person's trying to take on a diet or stop, you know, stop some type of activity that's harmful. So you aser, you say that it's prohibited for me to partake of that activity. Kigon, he gives an example. Kigon shiomar peros medina plonis asurin alai kol shloshim yom ol olam. Let's say a certain fruit you're allergic to. So you make an ed there and you say that I'll never eat this fruit or I won't eat it for 30 days. Omen ploni mi peros olam o peros elu asurin alai. All different examples of different fruits. Bechol lashon shiyasor harezen nesar behen. So any type of way that you verbalize a prohibition upon yourself, it becomes usur. V'af hamutarim, even those that are v'af al pish ein sham shvua klal v'lo askar shem v'lo kinoi. So even though it's not a shvua, v'al zeh nemar b'Torah lesar isar al nafsho sheyesar atma dvarim hamutarim v'chein imamar harei hein alai isar harei elu asurin v'chilek zeh hushani kore oso nidre isar. So the first category of nidarim are called nidre isar. It's where really the Torah allows you to have it, but you decide on your own that it'll be beneficial for you to not have it. So what you do is you verbalize that such and such is usur to me, is prohibited to me, and by doing so, you created a vow, and once you've created a vow, it's usur from the Torah, it's prohibited from the Torah for you to partake of that thing. So let's take an apple. So if you are allergic to apples and you say, I can no longer eat an apple, this apple is usur to me, bli neder. So if you say that, so then you're taking on a prohibition that's really mutter, and that's one type of neder. Now there's another type of neder. It's a halacha base. V'achelik hasheni hu sheyachayv atzmo bekorban she'eino chayv bo. Another type of neder is when you when you decide to give a korban, a sacrifice that you're not really obligated in. Kigon shiomar hare alai lahavi ola. For example, if you said, it's upon me to bring an ola korban. Oh, hare alai lahavi shlomim o mincha, or I'm going to bring a shlomim or mincha. Hare behema zu ola o shlomim, or if you designate an animal as an ola o shlomim, ve'omer hare alai hu nikra neder. If a person says, it's upon me, that's a neder. Ve'omer hare zu hu nikra nedava. But nedava is if you say harezu, v'anedava v'aneder b'min echadhu, they're both the types of neder. Sh'anedarim chayavim b'achriyusan, and davos in chayavim b'achriyusan. There's slight difference between a neder and a nedava. V'alzeh ne'mar b'torah undarecha asher tidar v'nidvosecha, v'chilek zeh hu shani kore oso nidre hekdesh. So there's two types of nedarim. There's nidre iser, where you take something that's mutter to you and you make it asur, prohibited. And there's nidre hekdesh, where you make a vow to bring a korban that you don't have to bring. So Rashi chooses the cases of Nidre Hekdesh in the Gemara, and he says that the cases where you vowed to donate to the Mikdash and you've decided not to bring it. Or by Tzedakah, which one does it fit into? It seems like Tzedakah is not Nidre Isser, because you're not ossering yourself on anything, but you promised or pledged to bring something. So it's like a Nidre Hekdesh, it's a type of neder that fits into the category of Nidre Hekdesh. So in the Halacha Gimel, this is not in the source sheets, but I'm just V'dinei Achilek Arishon V'nyano Heim Sha'anu Mevarim B'Hilchos Elu Alvel Dine Nidre Hekdesh and Mishpatam Kulam is Barub and Mukomam Behilchos Masa Korbanos. So the Rambam says that he's going to explain Nidre Isser in Adarim, but he'll explain Nidre Hekdesh in Maisar Korbanos in a different section. And the last halacha, which is in the source sheets, which is very important, it says Mitzvas Ase Shel Torah, Shikhaim Adam Shvuaso O Nidro, Bain Shayam Nidre Isser, Bain Shayam Nidre Hekdesh. There's a Mitzvas Ase, a positive commandment that a person must fulfill his Nidarim, whether they're Nidre Isser or Nidre Hekdesh. Shneamar mutzos fasecha tishmor v'asisa kasher nadarta v'neamar kechol hayotzei mipiv yasa. So there's a mitzvah saseh to fulfill your nedarim, and there's also a mitzvah lo saseh that you're not allowed to not fulfill your nedarim and violate it, and it's an avera as well. So we know what a neder is. There's two types of nedarim. There's nidre iser, where you take something that you're allowed to have, but you oster it, you prohibit it. And there's also pledges. I pledge to bring such and such to the Mikdash. I pledge to bring this korban to the Mikdash. That's also a type of neder, and that's Nidre Hekdesh. So it's interesting that Rashi, he uses examples of Nidre Hekdesh. So how do we explain this? Can we use all this information to kind of understand what the Gemara is alluding to and maybe see some idea of Mida Kenegan Mida and justice in the Avon of Nedarim and the onesh that your children are killed? So I was thinking about this for a while, and I had some insight, and then we'll look in source number 7 after to try to support, I think, this idea, this theory. So I want to say that perhaps there is a connection or relationship between the avon, the avera of nedarim, and the loss of children. And what is that relationship? So what is a neder? A neder is a verbalization that you've created. And it's a pledge. You pledge and you say, I pledge to bring such and such to the Mikdash. So that verbalization, those words that you say, so they come from you. You've created it. You didn't have to bring a korban. Like the Rambam says, you're bringing a korban that you're not obligated in bringing. You didn't have to do it. But you've decided to create this korban. And you're using your words to create an obligation upon yourself to bring a korban. So neder, what does neder show you? Neder is really an expression of your own creation in the Torah, but the Torah acknowledges that once it's created, it has some independent value. It's no longer necessarily yours, but now your obligation to it is such that it's almost as if it's Hashem's. It's, you said neder l'Hashem, arei alai, or it's tzedakah's. You're pledging to give tzedakah. Even though you've created it, it's yours, and it comes completely from you, and it's not an obligation of yours. But once it's created, once the pledge exists, it exists as an independent entity. It exists as something apart from you, something that you have an obligation to, not because outside of the self, outside of yourself. And that's what a neder is. Because once you say it's LaHashem, or Harei Alai Ola, so now once you say that, so that verbalization which creates this designation in an animal, now the animal is not yours anymore. Even though you've created it, it's not yours anymore. So the essential idea of a neder is a recognition that even though you've created something and it comes out of your mouth, it's not necessarily yours to do what you want with. It's not necessarily yours to say, I don't care anymore. I don't have to fulfill this because I created it and I could take it away. No, the Torah is teaching us that there's an idea, there's a concept in the Torah that you can create something and it has independent existence outside of you after you've created it, and you no longer can relate to it as if it's yours, as if it's an expression of yourself. And these are typical by Nidrei Hekdesh, because by Nidrei Hekdesh, you're designating your tzedakah for some other institution. Now, you may feel that it's still yours, your money, because you are the one who created it, but once you create it, once you verbalize and pledge, now that money is effectively independent of you. And you shouldn't think, or you shouldn't believe in your mind, that because you created it, you have power, and you can not do it because it's yours. I made this, and therefore, I don't have to do this. I can take it back. And that's the idea of a neder, and that's the flaw of avo nedarim. The flaw of avo nedarim is when a person says, because it's mine, because I made it, I don't have to do it. And there is no idea of an independent existence, an independent kedusha of this neder, but it's mine. I made it. I didn't have to create it. I didn't have to bring a korban. I didn't have to give tzedakah. Once I say that I'm giving tzedakah, even though I said it, it's still mine. It's still an expression of me. So I think that the idea, the flaw of avo nedarim, relates to the flaw of parenting, to an essential flaw in parenting. And this is where I want to take the shir. So I think, what's the relationship between the avo nedarim and the onesh of losing children? The avo nedarim is a flaw that correlates and presents itself in parenting, an essential flaw in parenting. And the idea, the justice, even though I can't explain the complete aspect of justice because the pain is terrible and tremendous, but there's some insight here that the Gemara is giving. And the Gemara is giving an insight into parenting. It's showing us that there's a correlation between the flaw of Nedarim and a flaw that would exist in parenting. And this idea is the flaw. And if you look in source number 7, I want to highlight it. Look in source number 7. It says, Tana Rabbanan, it's Maseches Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Shlusha Shutfen Yesh Ba'adam. There are three creators by man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'aviv Ve'imo. So every person is created by his father, his mother, his or her father and mother, and Hashem. Aviv Mazria Halovin. So the father gives the white. Shemimenu Atzmos Ve'gidem Etziparnayim. So the Gemara had this idea in science that the man was responsible, but it's really genetics. The man is responsible for the bones and the gidim, the nerves and the nails, umoach shebarosha, and also the brain, velovein shebaayin, and the white part of man's eye. Imo mazras odem, so she her seed is red. Shemimenu or ubasar usaaros, from her comes the skin and the flesh and the meat and this muscle and also the hair, veshachor shebaayin, and the darkness in the eye. V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu nosein bo ruach u'neshama v'klester upon him. But Hashem gives man insight, ability to think, and also his countenance, v'ri'iyas ha'ayin, and the ability to see, u'shmiyas ha'ozen, and the ability to hear, v'dibor peh, and the ability to speak, v'hiluch raglayim, and the ability to walk, u'bina v'haseichel, and the ability to understand. V'kevan shi'igiyaz manu li'pater min ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu notel chelko, v'chelek aviv imo meniach lefneim. And when a person dies, Hashem takes his portion, which is man's neshama, and he leaves the portion of his parents, the physical. So what do we see? We see that in the creation of a child, there are really three partners. There's the mother, the father, the natural, the physical genetics, but there's also a metaphysical, or I'd say a non-physical aspect to creation. So what does this Gemara teach us? This Gemara teaches us that the opposite of the avo nedarim, that really it's essential for a parent to recognize that once the child is created, the child has an independent existence as Itzel Malkim. Because a parent is not the only creator, there's also an aspect of the child that's Lahashem, that really partakes of an idea of the creation of God, which is his Itzel Malkim. And the Avo Nedarim, as I said before, is really the antithesis of that idea. The Avo Nedarim is the idea that I created it, and therefore I don't have necessarily to be responsible for it as if it's an outside entity, as if it's an entity that Hashem created. But the idea in parenting, or parenting, an essential idea that parenting demands, is that a person view his children not as an expression of himself, as a creation of the self, that his responsibility towards the child only insofar as it's mine and I can do what I want with it. But rather, a person has to have a certain perspective of his children, of their children, which is that a child is really an independent or has independent existence after creation. And that's what the Gemara is teaching us. The Gemara is teaching us that the Mida Keneged Mida is that a person with the flaw of Avo Nedarim, it'll leak and it'll exist in parenting as well. And therefore, that's why there's some type of justice here. Even though it's not completely understood to the depth and the level of the justice, but there's some correlation. And the correlation is that if a person is an avon, is a chote by nedarim, so that chait and that type of attitude will express itself as a systemic error in parenting. And we have to recognize the opposite, that the most fundamental idea in being a good parent is really our perspective of our children, not viewing our children necessarily as purely an expression of our own creation, of being mine. Just like a neder has an independent existence, even though you created it, so too a child has an independent existence, even though you created it. And its existence is independent because it partakes of Tzelem Elokim, much like a neder is independent because the Torah grants it independence and gives the idea of La Hashem an independent relates to it as an independent entity. So the first idea in parenting, the loss of a child, is that concept that we should gain insight from this Gemara that parenting is really premised on our perspective of our children, not viewing our children as merely an expression of the self and thus us being able to control it the way we want it. But we have to recognize the independent intrinsic value of a child outside of the self. So that's the first idea. The second idea, so we'll go with this type of attitude, this type of theme, and we'll try to explain all the averos. So the second avera is bittul Torah. But what's interesting is the Gemara quotes a pasuk in source number 8. And the pasuk says, "Lashav ikesi es b'neichem, musar lo lakachu, achle charbechem neviachem ka'aryeh mashkes." So the pasuk says that, "For nothing I destroyed your children, they did not take rebuke, musar. Achle charbechem, your swords destroyed or devoured your prophets like a ravenous lion." So Yirmiyahu is quoting a pasuk as it relates to bittul Torah. And what's interesting about the pasuk is that normally we associate the avon, the avera bittul Torah, to laziness. But it seems like there's a different element here. It's the idea of not wanting to receive musar. And if you look at the Radak in source number 9, it says, "Lashav Amar b'neichem, lefisha amar kulchem, amar lama atem rivim elai, v'im tomar lama ni makes chem biyad ha'levim." So he says, why did I say all of you? Why are you arguing with me? Why are you fighting with me? And if you say, why am I allowing you to be destroyed? Atem pshatem bi, you've sinned to me. V'im tomru lama ni make b'neichem, why do I kill your children? Lefisha hem lemidim mikatnusam ledvar shav. V'im mesir mosam nevi Hashem musar lolokachu. Because they learn from youth not to accept rebuke, and therefore they won't accept the rebuke of the Nevi'im, or they don't, and that's why they're deserving of death. Im kein lama trivu elai, and therefore, why are you arguing with me? So the Radak says that the idea is that that bittul Torah, even though it doesn't say bittul Torah openly in Yirmiyahu, the concept of bittul Torah is the flaw of avoiding musar, of a person not wanting to be criticized, not wanting to see their own flaws. And that's the avon of bittul Torah being referenced in Yirmiyahu, and we saw it in Rashi as well on the Gemara, where he says that when a person doesn't learn Torah, in this situation, the avon is not referring to laziness per se, but it's referring to a flaw of avoiding confrontation with one's own flaws. And I think that the Gemara is highlighting that that's the avon, because you see it in the Pasuk and the Radak. And there's an interesting Rambam that supports this idea. Look at the Rambam in source number 10, Halacha Aleph. It's Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Dal, Halacha Aleph. Arba v'esrim devar ma'akvinis at Tshuva. There are 24 things that prevent Tshuva or that stop Tshuva. Arba mehen avon gadol. There are 4 that are very great. Echa mehen ena kadosh baruch hu maspik biyado lasos Tshuva, l'fi godel cheto. So a person can't do Tshuva. It's not that he can't, but it's difficult for a person to do Tshuva because of the greatness of the sin. And what are they? V'eluhin. Hamachdias Arabim uvichlal avon zeh hamaakevis Arabim milasos mitzvah. So a person who causes others to sin, the public, or if he prevents the public from doing mitzvah. Vahamata es chaveru miderech tova lara kigon meses umediach. If a person causes an individual to go off the path of Torah. Haroe beno yotze letarbus ra v'eno memacha biyado. If you see your child going on a bad path and you don't stop them, hol uveno berishuso, since it's his child and it's in his rishus, ilu michabo hayaporesh v'nimsa kemachtiyo. If he would stop the child would separate. But now, because he hasn't, it's as if he's a sinner. Uvichlal avon zeh kol she'efshar biyado limchos ba'acherim. If you can stop anybody, bein yachid bin rabim v'lo micha el yanicham b'cheshlonam. If you leave them alone and you don't help them and you don't try to give them mussar, so that you're over this is a terrible sin, and tshuva is very difficult. The omer echtev ashuv, and a person who says, I will sin and then I'll do tshuva, uvichlal zeh omer echtev yom kippur mechaper, or if a person knows when he's sinning that he's a sinner, but he says yom kippur will be mechaper, all these are cases where it's difficult for a person to do tshuva. But we see in the Rambam that the Rambam has a case that's very similar to our Gemara, which is when a person doesn't tell his child that he's doing something wrong and he doesn't cause him to be poresh, and as a result, it's as if you're a chote. And this is a terrible avera, the Rambam says, that are very difficult for a person to do tshuva from. So what do we see, the second case, the second avera of Bittul Torah, which is tied to the inability of a person to accept Musar, like the Radak says in the Yirmiyahu, based on Yirmiyahu, and the Gemara says, Rashi and the Gemara, that's a flaw that also leaks into parenting. Because the idea is that in order to be an effective parent, one of the most essential ideas, if not the essential idea, is that we have to recognize that we have to guide our children and we have to give them mussar when necessary. And the idea or the flaw of a person who's mevatel Torah because he doesn't want to see his flaws, he doesn't want to confront mussar, so that person will not be able to raise his child in an effective way. He will lead his child down a path of sin and down a path of ignorance. And the idea is that the Gemara is teaching us that that's why there's a midah k'neged midah. There's a relationship between the avon of bittul Torah and the onesh of children dying. The relationship is that when a person expresses the avon, the flaw of bittul Torah, the flaw of not confronting one's own flaws and not confronting mussar, so that leaks into parenting and it leads to a relationship with a child that is dangerous and is not helpful for their child and leads a child down the wrong path. So the second idea, the second midah k'neged midah, is tied to the flaw of bittul Torah, which is a lack of ability to confront one's flaws and accept mussar. If one can't do that, you can't be a parent. You can't be a good parent. You can't effectively raise your children. And that's why it's midah k'neged midah. Your children are taken away from you, because you can't be a good parent. You don't have the ability. You're missing an essential idea in parenting. And the last idea is mezuzah and tzitzis. So what's the idea of mezuzah and potentially tzitzis? So it's one last idea. It says in source number 11, Uchsavtam al mezuzos b'sachav isharecha, l'man yirbu yimeichem b'mei v'neichem, al hadama asher nishvad o'shem avostachem, l'aseis lahem k'miyash mayim al'aretz. So the Torah teaches us that it's a mitzvah for us to put the mezuzah on in order that we have a long life and our children and we live in the land that Hashem promised us for all the days of the universe. So if you look in the chinuch explains the philosophy of mezuzah. What's the philosophy? Very simple. Look in source number 12. It says, Misharshi a mitzvah, lios zikaron la'adam be'emunas Hashem b'chol eis, ba'u leveso v'tzeso. Person should have trust in Hashem whenever he goes in and out of his house. Like I mentioned by tefillin, there's a mitzvah to place the mezuzah in the top third of your doorpost. There's also a mitzvah to place the mezuzah on the outside of the door, towards the public domain. My taima, what's the reason? Rabbanan amri ki hechi de tifka be mitzvah miyad. So that when you approach your house, you approach it and you encounter mitzvah. So the idea of mezuzah is that our houses should be the realm or should be an environment of mitzvah, and we should encounter mitzvah when we enter into our house. And if you look in the chinuch, he expounds on this a little bit. And I think this is the essential idea in mezuzah and tzitzis. If you look in source number 13, he says, Mishar she'a mitzvah, lefisha adam b'yoso bal chomer yimshach behechrech achar taivos. When a person is physical, and he's drawn after his lusts. Person, his natural drive is for pleasure. But our soul, which Hashem has given us, prevents us from giving in to our lusts. Urachoka me'od mikvula shiyashamayim, when we live in our land, which is far from the heavens, lo tuchalo v'yigbar kocho le'atamid, so we don't really have a fighting chance against our yetzer. Lachein yitzrich al kolpanim laharbe shomrim, we need a lot of guards. L'shomra mishkuna hara, pen yakum alea v'yargena acher heyoso bikvulo v'tachas yado, we have to guard ourselves lest we be killed by our yetzer. V'ratza amakom l'schusenu anachnu amakodesh, so Hashem, because of our holiness, gave us v'tzivanu lahamid shomrim giborim savivla, to give us all these protectors around us. V'heim shenitzdavinu leval nifzak divrei Torah mipiv yomam v'layla, we shouldn't stop learning Torah. V'shenitan arba tzitzios b'arba knafos kesusenu, we should put on our tzitzis, a mezuzah b'fsachenu, and a mezuzah in our doorposts, v'atfilin b'yadenu v'roshenu, and tefillin on our hands and on our heads, v'akol askiro leman godel, nechtel, sorry, me'oshek yadenu, v'lo natar acharei enenu v'acharei yetzer machshavos libenu. It's so that we are constantly reminded that we shouldn't fall into the trap of our lusts and our physicality. So the essential philosophy of mezuzah and tzitzis is that it provides us with an environment that reminds us or that teaches us to keep the Torah and to be in line with our nefesh, with our soul. So again, I want to say that the Gemara is teaching us that a failure to be involved in these mitzvos is a failure to recognize the importance of an environment that allows us to succeed. And a parent's essential, one of the essential ideas that a parent is given is creating an environment for a child that allows the child to succeed. And if a person undermines or doesn't feel like it's necessary to have these shomrim, to have these guards, and to have an environment that leads themselves to succeed, that'll leak over into how they raise their children. And it'll leak into an environment which is not conducive for success. So a parent must recognize the value of environment, the value of surrounding a child with those things that will remind the child to stay on a certain path and to be in line with the values and the ratzon of Hashem and the Torah. And the reason I think that tzitzis and mezuzah is, mezuzah, why are they specifically correlated? A mezuzah is your household, and a person associates his child as part of his household. And a tzitzis is part of your guf. It's like an expression of your guf. And even though, as I mentioned before, a person shouldn't feel a sense of his sense of responsibility to his child is tied to the fact that you created it, you still view your child as an extension of the self. And just like you yourself need shomrim, and your house needs shomrim because it's part of you, it's your property, and it's within your rishus, so too you have to surround your child, your children, with an environment that's conducive to their success. And if you fail in mezuzah and tzitzit, it demonstrates a failure in parenting. And on the flip side, the positive in parenting is really the ability to recognize the value of environment. That environment is really essential to raising children and to having children follow the path of the Torah. So I want to just summarize the Gemara and just add one other point. So really, the Gemara, I think, is a really hard Gemara to understand fully, because the Gemara ties in the onesh, the terrible onesh of losing children, to these four averos. And the averos are avo nedarim. The other one is bittul Torah, tzitzis, and mezuzah, or mezuzah and tzitzis. So we had a bunch of questions, but our question was, where's the justice? Where's the midah keneged midah here? So my approach to this Gemara is that I can't possibly fathom the depths of the philosophy here fully, but I do have some insight. And the insight that the Gemara is teaching us is really how to be a good parent and what are essential ideas in parenting. And the flaws in these averos really correlate with flaws that are tremendously dangerous to our parenting, and they give us positive insight into how we should be a good parent or how we should go about parenting. And they give us a framework for parenting. And what are they? Avo nedarim is the idea, the concept that we should perceive our children, even though they're our creation, as having independent value, intrinsic value. L'Hashem, like a neder, nidrei hekdesh. Once you make the neder, it's no longer yours. It's Hashem's, it's the mikdash's. It's not yours anymore. And you should view your child as such. That on the one hand, you created, but on the other hand, your child has intrinsic value outside of the self. And that should affect the way you act towards your child. And you shouldn't treat your child as if he's just yours and you could do what you want with. The second idea, which is essential, I think is essential, is the idea of bittul Torah, that a person who's unable to see their own flaws, they want to avoid taking mussar, they're not going to give mussar to their children. They're not going to they're not going to give the child constructive criticism. And it's essential for a parent, when they see their child fail, to try to help the child and try to give the child constructive criticism.